Welcome to today's Let's Talk Indianola. I'm Andrew Swadner. On today's program, we talk with Indianola Police Captain Brian Scher about Beggars Night safety and winter weather preparedness.
Beggars Night is finally here. I know it's something that the police department always has a lot of fun with, but there's also some safety issues that people should keep in mind. What are some very generic things that, we'll start with the kids, what they should keep in mind when they're out having fun on Beggars Night?
There's a lot of things that the kids and adults should know. First and foremost, always stay in well-lit areas, well-lit streets, and neighborhoods that you're familiar with. Another important rule that should be followed is make sure your kids can see. A lot of the kids, most of them will be wearing masks and costumes. Make sure that they can see out of the mask so they can see oncoming traffic and see where they're going, because it will be dark out.
What should drivers keep in mind? I know, obviously, follow the rules of the road, go slow, I'm assuming, is probably something else. What else should they keep in mind?
Well, first and foremost, here in Indianola, between 6 and 8 is Beggars Night. So there's going to be lots of kids running around, lots of adults with the kids. So slow down, drive cautiously, and make sure you're seeing all the kids that are out there.
What are some things that you have seen on Beggars Night here in Indianola that of good safety practices that you want to kind of make examples of?
Never travel alone. Always go in a group. Carry a flashlight or a glow stick or even reflective tape on your costumes. That's very important.
I know the, you know, people putting drugs or something in candy, that's kind of been a myth at this point, but you still should take a look and see what people are, or your kids are getting for Beggars Night.
Yeah, remind your kids to wait until they get home to eat the candy so the parents can inspect it. I know that my kids will probably not listen to that rule, but we hope they do. Also know that the police will be out in full force on Beggars Night. We're going to be doing a couple different things. One is, if you see us, I mean, we're not just there for safety. We might have a treat for some of the kids here in Indianola.
How much fun is Beggars Night from a police and community perspective to just kind of get out there and have a good time, but also be there to protect everyone?
Yeah, we do a lot of great things here for Indianola Police Department, and I've talked to Chief Button about this, and absolutely our favorite night is Halloween night. We get to interact with the kids. I have my joke prepared, and I know I'll hear lots of good ones.
What's some of your favorite costumes that you've seen, or maybe you're expecting a little bit of a couple of creative ones this year? I know one I've already seen has been Amazon Alexa has been my favorite costume. What have you seen, or what are you planning on seeing?
Well, I like the classics. I'm a Marvel guy, so, you know, your Batmans and your Spider-Mans, those are my favorite.
All right, and then I know colder winter weather is also coming up. It's not something I don't think people want to think about at this point, but ice could be coming on the roads. What should people keep aware of once the colder weather starts to hit?
Well, it's always important to carry some kind of safety kit with you in the car, especially if you're traveling outside of town. Your blanket, your jumper cables, that sort of thing. But when the snow and ice hit, it's just important to slow down. You know, don't be in such a hurry, because it's not just your safety and your passenger safety. It's everybody's safety.
What should be something I am doing? Let's say I do skid out of control and I do get into an accident. What should I do first and right away?
Right away, I mean, make sure you're not injured and your passengers aren't injured. The other drivers aren't injured. Stay in the car if it's cold. Call 911. I mean, that's what we're here for. Know your location at all time, especially if you're traveling in the rural areas. Know your roads and your crossroads, and that way you can give the dispatch an accurate account of where you're at.
Where should I go to learn, let's say a road is closed or if a road is unsafe, where are my resources to go for that?
Well, here in Indianola, we have lots of resources for that. I mean, there's always the DOT website. Here we have lots of Facebook pages between the street department, the city of Indianola's webpage, and the Indianola Police Department's webpage and Facebook page. We're constantly updating about road closures on those.
All right. Any final safety tips that you want to give out?
Yeah, one more thing. Besides Beggars Night, we're also doing a special event, and this is our first time doing it. We're doing Trunk or Treat. It's going to be at the library. It's also between 6 and 8. It's maybe for, you know, the real younger kids that can't go house to house. It's going to be a good time. Most of the city departments are going to have a vehicle there handing out candy. Police department will have a vehicle there, so we look forward to seeing everyone at that as well.
Thanks to Captain Brian Scher of the Indianola Police Department for joining us on today's program. You can find today's news 24 hours a day at KNIAKRLS.com.